The Adventures of Mr. Verdant Green. Chapter 1. Mr. Verdant Green's Relatives and Antecedents. If you will refer to the unpublished volume of Burke's Landed Gentry and turn to Letter G, Article Green, you will see that the Verdant Greens are a family of some respectability and of considerable antiquity. We meet with them as early as 1096, flocking to the Crusades among the followers of Peter the Hermit, when one of their name, Green, surnamed the Witless, mortgaged his lands in order to supply his poorer companions with the sinews of war. The family estate, however, appears to have been redeemed and greatly increased by his great-grandson Hugo de Green, but was again jeopardied in the year 1456, when Basil Green, being commissioned by Henry VI to enrich his sovereign by discovering the Philosopher's Stone, squandered the greater part of his fortune in unavailing experiments, while his son, who was also infected with the spirit of the age, was blown up in his laboratory when just on the point of discovering the elixir of life. It seems to have been about this time that the Greens became connected by marriage with the equally old family of the Verdants, and in the year 1510 we find a Verdant Green as Justice of the Peace for the County of Warwick, presiding at the trial of three decrepit old women who, being found guilty of transforming themselves into cats, and in that shape attending the nightly assemblies of evil spirits,